7 is a subdivision and rezoning north of Cadbro Road, west of Waverly Street, under file DASZ 27 of 2008. In accordance with the charter and the development procedures bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following item will also be heard at this time, namely, item H, which is an 8, sorry, which is an application for variance under the same premise effect.
Okay.
File DAV135408/2008D.
I have the following four people registered. Paul McNeil in support. Frida Alginer in support. Bill Nanowski in opposition. And Chuck Arneson for information. I've called four names. Did I miss anybody? There's only four people in the gallery. I doubt I did. We'll therefore proceed with the application, Mr. McNeil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Paul McNeil with the MMM Group. I'm here this evening representing the Manitoba Housing and Renewal Corporation, and Frieder Aldinger is part of our delegation. He won't be speaking when we get to him on the item. Mr. Chairman, the application before you is an application to complete the subdivision of the northeast neighborhood of Waverly West, Bridgewater Forest. I had earlier passed out a sketch, which I'll refer you back to. I hope you still have that on your desk, which is a sketch of the various applications for the Waverly West area. The bulk of the application was dealt with in DASZ 1 of 06, which is outlined in blue. There was a subsequent application at the northern end of that, that brought in the what was known as the Van Wellingham lands. Those were acquired by MHRC. There was a subsequent application that this community committee dealt with in the spring, DASZ 16 of 08, which was fronts onto Waverly, a three-acre site, which this community committee recommended. And the application before you is in the southeast corner, as outlined in green, DASZ 27 of 08. I just have a sketch that I'd like to hand out to the clerk as well. Mr. Chairman, the sketch that I've just distributed is the land use concept plan out of the Northeast Neighborhood Area Structure Plan. This was a plan that your committee has dealt with previously. It outlines the land use and transportation systems for the Northeast Neighborhood. I've distributed this just to put within context the current application. The application that we have filed is completely consistent with the concept plan that the community committee had previously adopted. The land uses that are proposed include single-family, residential, as well as park space, dedicated park space. The alignment of Bison Drive is as outlined on that plan. And I think what you have in front of you in terms of the application, therefore, is exactly what you would have been anticipating, and it is consistent with what this community committee has seen previously. The application is coming forward at this point because MHRC has acquired the two major land holdings in this area, one from a Mr. McGregor and the other from a Mr. Friedman. And with that, I'm not sure that I need to say anything further. As you've indicated, there are other delegations. I may want to respond to some of the comments that are raised at that point, but I think this is fairly straightforward unless there are some questions from the councillors.
Any questions, colleagues? Seeing none. You are correct. You will have a chance to come back and, in what might be a rebuttal, there is somebody registered in opposition. So thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. I think as previously stated, Ms. Aldinger is not going to be speaking. Okay. Anybody else wishing to speak in support? Seeing none, I'll call on Bill Nanowski, who is registered in opposition. Mr. Nanowski? Simply registered in opposition, Mr. Nanowski. Anybody else wishing to speak in opposition? Seeing none. Finally, for information, I have Chuck Arneson, who's registered. Mr. Arneson, Would you wish to speak? You're comfortable? Anybody else wish to be registered for information? Seeing none, although we have somebody registered in opposition, there was obviously no... Okay, we'll ask you to take the podium again. I guess a final chance for questions of from the committee. Any questions, or is somebody prepared to move to motions?
I'm just looking here for setbacks off of Bison Drive and noise attenuation.
What is being proposed, Councillor, is consistent with exactly what was in the first phase of development within the area. I can't tell you exactly what that is.
Didn't we amend something for the noise attenuation along Waverly?
Not that I recall or that I'm aware of. It's not to say that it wasn't. I may not have been involved with that part of an amendment. I don't recall that.
Okay. So you're fine with all the, this is quite a lengthy list of recommendations here. You're fine with everything in the development agreement?
Yes, we are. We've gone through those, and they're consistent with the application of other conditions that were identified and imposed by the community committee on the previous applications.
Why is the land dedication less, or the public reserve lands that you're providing?
Sorry, the question is, what are we providing?
Okay,
it's outlined. It encompasses part of the treed area. There's still a fairly substantial stand of trees. Is that not outlined on the sketch there? Or is it, if you look at the sketch that I've included that shows the various rezoned areas, although it's not identified as PR on that, you can see the outline of the treed areas in the area that's being dedicated as a park. Is, Councillor, that corresponds to the plan in front of you as part of the administrative report on what's identified as PR1. There are two parts of it. One is the protecting that stand of trees that are there. The other has to do with the provision of a north-south pedestrian link that runs all the way through the Waverly West, or at least through the northeast neighborhood, and it's intended that that north-south pedestrian walkway link would eventually connect south of Bison Drive as well.
And none of this is a land drainage piece. This is all
No.
just the green space?
That's
the,
correct.
The protecting the forest. So on the other side of Bison, there's another clump of forest there in the residual parcel?
That would be dealt with when we come forward in the future with those
items. And that's in the special planning area, I presume, the other side of Bison?
Yes, and a portion of that residual is with MHRC land, but in fact, majority of that wraps around an existing residence home that's
illustrated. Well, so this property didn't all front on Cadboro?
Pardon me?
This piece didn't all front on Cadboro Road?
The original holdings of both McGregor and Friedman did. The current application is only for those portions north of this. The southern port can really only be dealt with at such time as we come forward with an area structure plan for the area south of this. And that's the variance that is associated with this, in fact, is a variance to maintain the agricultural land south of Bison,
okay,
because they'll be substandard in size according to the bylaw.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. Councillor Swandell?
I'll move that the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
At the receipt
Justin.
One comment, Councillor, through the Chair. We made reference to a land dedication clause in the report, and in fact that isn't necessary. There needn't be a 10% dedication required. It can be deleted because I had the previous applications. There's actually been an over-dedication, so that clause is not required. Clause 3 in the recommendation section can be deleted. I think it's covered off.
But we can't... The road shall dedicate and legally open to. Where is the.
Clause 3 in the planner's report.
Clause 3 in the planner's report. I made reference to that standard clause, but that, in fact, doesn't have to be included.
Why wouldn't it be included? These lands weren't part of any previous applications.
Mr. Chair?
Chair, if I may, the ACG report covers it at clause 29. And that conflicts with the planner's report clause 3, and I think Kevin is suggesting that we delete the planner's report
clause
and accept the ACG report clause.
So how would we change the...
We didn't take any over-dedication relative to this land. I don't know why we would be doing this. This land wasn't owned by these people at the time we did the previous development agreement. That over-dedication has nothing to do with this property.
City Councilor, your options are to concur with the planner's report and delete number 29 in the ACG, or do what Kevin says and delete recommendation 3 in the planner's report.
I want the full dedication to apply. This is not part of the previous application. So, if I accept clause 3 of the planner's report,
you'd have to delete.
Then we have to delete this, but what about the portion the developer shall at no expense to the city, landscape portions of the public open spaces, blah, 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 blah. Is that already covered in the planner's report? No. So I'd have to add that in as well.
If you opted to go with clause 3, yes.
Right. So the only thing that I would...
Mr. Chair, if I may, standard procedure is that you either accept 10% dedication or 10% cash in lieu of land dedication, or you accept 8% of land and you landscape it. Kevin's report, the planner's report, is suggesting 10% cash in lieu, but you are receiving land.
Why does it say that the city shall take into account the over-dedication of land? There is no over-dedication of land in this application.
That's correct. Not in this application, but the parks planners suggested that there was an over-dedication in 1 of 06.
Right, which has nothing to do with this application whatsoever. This is a standalone application. This land is owned by somebody completely different.
It's actually owned by the same developer.
No, it's not. It's being acquired by the same developer. Okay. The land is owned by the Friedmans and Mr. McGregor, I believe.
It's really, what would your preference be, though?
Well, I don't want any reference to an over-dedication on this application. So if we're giving away something because of an over-dedication on a previous application, I would like to get that back in here. So how do we get it sounds like we're giving away value here when it says that no expensive landscape, the city shall take into account the over-dedication of land, including landscaping and provision of service frontage within the plan area under Development Agreement AG1/06.
You can delete that last sentence if you want.
Take that out. Uh-huh. Yeah, delete that last sentence.
Delete the last sentence.
And then delete Recommendation 3 in the planner's report.
Right. And delete Recommendation 3 in the planner's report.
Okay.
Okay, let the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Favorable, opposed, carried.